Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Spencer, Vogue, how are you?
Great.
Welcome to Dublin.
We're delighted to be here.
We're glad to have you. Why are you here? Tell everyone what's going on.
We're at the Irish Champions Festival. We're basically here to let people know that it's happening. Big horse racing fans.
This is the thing. Like, people may not know this about you guys, but huge horse racing fans.
Yeah.
And you want everybody to go to the Irish Champions Festival.
Yes. You've done a bit of horse racing yourself, haven't you?
I did, yeah. I tried to be a jockey. The poor horse when it saw the size of me.
I was going to say, like, I know little about horse riding, but I do know that usually 6 foot tall people do not get on the backs of horses.
I was in a race in Goodwood, and it was an experience. And what jockeys do is so incredible. It's wild. It's terrifying. I think I got 11 stitches in that arm at one point. Yeah, I got really bad whiplash a couple of times.
Wow.
It's certainly not easy, but I love watching other people do it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. And like, obviously, Spencer, you've done incredible athletic things recently.
Thank you.
30 marathons, incredible. But what do you think of what a jockey goes through, like, versus something that you do when you don't have to be strapped to a 2-ton animal?
I think what I find amazing with jockeys is that relationship with fear and the ability to manage, you know, the relationship with fear and having your race, you know, being so close to that big powerful animal. You know, we've done a bit of riding ourselves. It's obviously we're not professional jockeys, but it's nothing
better than seeing how bad Spenny was, because he's good at everything, and he was so.
Oh really?
Can we find something? He was awful at.
Are you referring to my first ever riding?
You were desperate.
Well,
desperate.
It can't be surprising.
But it is
the first
difficult.
Time.
Yeah, because I recently went on holidays, and we decided to do one of those staycations. Went to Limerick. First thing we did was we got on horseback, and my missus, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Is her just constant? All she said to the instructor all the time was no, 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 and then as he lifted her up. But no, no, no. She was so scared of the horse.
Well, if the horse wants to run away with you, you're
they're
gone.
Amazing. They're amazing creatures, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, particularly, well, look, the horses in a riding school in Limerick are obviously very used to trying like, a racehorse.
Yeah, no,
all this animal knows is as fast as possible.
As soon as they go, they're gone. Even the jockeys, when I was doing that, they were all just saying you just have to sit and suffer was the thing. Once they take a run with you, you're pretty much gone. But watching it in the atmosphere of the races and I love the outfits and everything.
Oh,
I've been
stop.
To so many where I judge the best dressed, and it's incredible. People look amazing, and the prizes. So if you're going down, enter the best dressed. The prizes are wild.
Yeah, Leopard Sound and the Curra. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm interested in the dynamic here that, like, straight away, as soon as Vogue could get a dig in at you being bad at something, she chose the opportunity. Now, I'm not suggesting you are bad at horse riding, but
he's awful.
There's been plenty of progress.
There wasn't really that much improvement. Maybe. I saw him horse riding just in Spain there, and I thought, this isn't going well for
man. I'm being cautious. I'm being cautious at the moment.
I would be on Team Spencer. I would absolutely be cautious on the back of a giant animal. But this vibe here is exactly what I'm interested in exploring, which is because you guys obviously have done your podcast together. You're constantly interviewed in situations like these. But you're also husband and wife. I know if myself and my missus were sitting down for a conversation, we try to get a dig at each other as well. Like,
of course.
Do you ever kind of go back at the end of a day and go, why the hell did you say that about me in that interview?
To be honest, I don't consider myself an incredible jockey, so I'm not I'm not that bent out of shape with
if I called him a rubbish runner, he'd have an issue with it.
Or a terrible lover.
Yeah,
the real insults.
A lazy lover.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Take that back. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I'm not discussing this on radio. It was a joke. No, we don't. The thing about it is, I think as Irish people, you have to be, we all slag each other. We absolutely rip each other apart. And I'm just glad that I was able to meet somebody who's not Irish, and he's able to handle it, and he's able to give his home back. But
for the record, you know, to Today FM listeners, I am not a lazy lover.
Oh, he's back to that.
Yeah, for the record.
I think we should absolutely clarify that that's not the case.
Okay.
I couldn't picture it in my mind.
No. Let's not try either.
Ireland, obviously, this is the Irish Champions Festival that you're here to promote. Ireland means a lot to you, Vogue. Obviously, that makes perfect sense. But Spencer, what about you coming over here? Like, do you get the feeling that this is a second home, or is it always just adventure, crack, get out the other side unscathed as best you can? Like, what are your feelings towards it?
It's more the latter. It doesn't really feel like home to me. But why would it?
Yeah.
No, it feels like home to my wife. Ireland is incredibly important to my wife, which makes it very important to me. I've always loved Irish people. I love being in Ireland. But no, it doesn't feel like home to me. But I do love being here.
I think Spenny's quite taken aback by how patriotic Irish people are.
Vogue.
Anywhere I can get it in, I'm like, if somebody comes to our house, like let's say we're trying to get an electrician, if they're Irish, they're in.
Oh, straight away.
Like they can be a rubbish electrician.
It doesn't matter.
As long as they're Irish. Yeah. You know, like there can be an electrician that we've used before who's great. New guy comes along, Irish, rubbish, doesn't matter, Irish, he's in.
That's how it works.
She thinks that Irish dairy milk tastes different to...
Oh, and she's absolutely right.
Do you know what I
had English dairy milk.
Recently, because I was over in London, Brentford FC, and I had a glass of milk, and I was like, okay, it's fine.
Not the same. We've nicer butter. I'm going to be stocking up on my chocolate on the way home in the airport.
Butter?
It's different. Butter.
Butters.
Butter.
Butter. Butter.
Your mom, Sandra, of course, is ever glamorous. And she's still here waiting on you to come home all the time.
She's still here. Yeah, I've booked them in now for a couple of ferrying duties of the children.
Right.
When I'm, because I have to go back for work next week. But we're all coming over. I'm staying for a couple of weeks now.
Brilliant. Oh, so you'll be here for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
You're here now for a couple of weeks.
No, I'm going home with you today and then I come back. I love being back in Ireland. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And will you leave the children with Spencer or are you going to bring them all here and give them to Sandra?
Oh, they're all coming here. Okay. They love coming back here because I have loads of friends here because all of my friends have kids around their age. So I bring them back as much as I can. So they still have like a slight Irish twang.
Do they?
I mean, they say Sandra and not Sandra.
Do they say butter?
They sound remarkly English. what is this twang you
speak? Trying my best.
They don't say press. They don't say any of these kind of Irishisms that have seeped into me now.
Do you say press at home?
Sometimes.
You guys put your toaster in the press.
I say grand now.
Grand?
So I'll just say, grand, out of nowhere.
Oh, that's tremendous.
It's not out of nowhere. It's come from her.
He's trying his best to get an Irish passport, and he's just a blowin'. He's not going to get one.
Surely he deserves an Irish
passport. No, he doesn't get one.
Can we start a campaign now?
Yeah.
Irish Foreign Office.
Can we do the equivalent of a kind of GoFundMe or some kind of petition?
GoVoteMe.
Truth be told, I'm not in search or need of an Irish passport, but I'd take one. You know, it's always worth having.
It's a lot higher on the flexible, good passport scale than the British one is.
Everyone keeps saying, I just, you know, in terms of the queuing at airports and stuff, just here's a little tip from me.
Yep.
Just go into whichever queue has the less people and the people at the front of the queue never care. So, like, it doesn't really matter about the passport, I don't
think. Fair enough. Yeah. Do you put your toaster in your press is a very important question.
No, Jesus.
That's okay, because some people do.
That sounds dangerous. Do you have a massive pantry or something?
No, ours is out. No, I'm one of the people where ours is out.
Why would you put a toaster in
the press? I don't know. People literally take it
they're
out,
a bit ugly
toast it, and then put it back. You can get nice
ones. Well, we have a nice one because Spenny's mom was like, what will I get Spencer for his birthday? And I said, well, I've seen this toaster. I think he'd love knowing I want the toaster.
Yeah.
So we've got this lovely toaster in our house.
Vogue has a habit of buying me birthday gifts that she likes. So she buys me like jackets that she then wears.
Oh, that's clever.
Mm. I know, isn't it?
That's happened once, Spen. Once.
You wore my Adidas Gucci thing the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, it's amazing that you guys are here. It's amazing that you are promoting the Irish Champions Festival coming up in September at Leopardstown and the Curragh as well.
Yes.
The glamour, the style. I think you should get both of you out for a celebrity race.
Running race?
On the back of a horse.
That's hardly a race. Come on.
Oh,
yeah. He'd still be trying to get up when I'm gone.
I love galloping.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You've got people laughing at me. I have a better relationship with fear than you. I like galloping.
Okay.
You're a bit, you know.
Well, there's no, I can tell there's no fear from either of you.
No.
Be fine.
No.
Fearless animals.
Yeah. Last question, because I've asked Vogue and I haven't asked you, Spencer. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Do I wash my legs?
In the shower.
Love that question.
Every time.
Well, yeah.
We don't.
I just don't understand. What is this interview?
Do you get shower gel in your hands and rub your legs?
Of course
you don't.
I do. Are you mad?
Spenny, that's a death.
I never have.
No, but I do, though. I take my original mint sauce.
He barely washes his other bits of death.
This is like
his legs.
Listen, if I told I was going to come on live on Irish Today FM and be insulted by my wife for 20 minutes, I wash myself. I'm renowned clean. I'm very clean.
I am going to send you a video of him in the shower. It's not for sexual purposes. It's just so you can see that he does not wash his legs.
Okay, thank you.
I do wash my legs. Anyway, listen.
Right.
I've learned a lot this interview.
You have. Vogue and Spencer, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
So much crack. We need to do this every week.
Every week, done.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Dave Moore on Today FM.